Regents of the University of California have voted to cut investment ties with companies doing business with Sudan. More than 100,000 people have died in and around the Darfur region since civil war began in 2003. As NPR's Elaine Corey reports, the University of California becomes the nation's first major university to pull out of the African nation.
Gerald Parsky, chairman of the Board of Regents, called the vote a principled stand. He claimed the companies targeted by the divestment proposal, quote, aid the genocide in Sudan. The University of California has at least $100 million in pension and endowment assets in firms with holdings there. The investments are held through index funds and not direct company stock purchases. Students from most of the UC campuses held a rally in Los Angeles where the regents were meeting. Activist Adam Sterling is thrilled with the unanimous decision.
It's an amazing day and the students here are so proud and we've worked long and hard, but it's only the first step that genocide's still occurring, and we're going to continue to take action until it's brought to an end.
The United Nations says as many as 180,000 people, mostly Black Africans, have died in the Darfur region of Sudan in the last 3 years. Some died of starvation and disease, but many were killed by Arab fighters known as the Janjaweed, who were backed by the Sudanese government. Nearly 80 multinational companies have been identified as having ties to Sudan, but Trey Davis, the director of special projects at UC, said the region's vote falls short of taking action against all of them.
The number that the study group has recommended is 9 companies for divestment.
Most of them are oil and energy companies from China, India, and Malaysia, among other nations. Sudatel, a state-dominated cell phone company, was also targeted. The regents will also send letters to 4 other companies urging them to cut their ties with the Sudanese government. The firms were warned of the divestment proposal before the regents voted on it. Davis says he can't specify the amount of money that is at stake.
The total amount that's involved wouldn't be known until the divestment is actually executed.
There is divestment legislation now pending in more than a dozen states, including California. The measures would affect retirement accounts for state employees, among other funds. The UC Regents' decision to divest is contingent on California lawmakers and Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger enacting a law indemnifying the university from any claims arising from the decision to divest. It will take 18 months after that is completed for the divestment to be finalized. Student activist Adam Sterling hopes the region's vote will be a catalyst for other universities to divest as well.
The Cal State system, which is another massive university system, we've been working with them, Brandeis College, Columbia University, Indiana University.
This is only the third time that the University of California has rejected investments for political reasons. In 1986, it backed away from investing in the apartheid government of South Africa. More recently, it rejected an index fund that held tobacco company stocks. Elaine Corey, NPR News.